You know, prayer, God works through our prayers. And I want to thank you for your prayers, for my vision over the last week or so. And we, of course, last week we had the eye surgery where they took out the cataract. And it's God's just worked wonders with that. I don't even have words to describe it. But we had our, I think, last exam a couple of days ago. And the doctor said that, wow, he was wowed by it. He says, you got, here I'm, you know, going towards 80. And here, he says, you've got 20/20 vision. I didn't have 20/20 vision before God intervened. It's not just the surgery, but it's God healing. And I praise him for it. And I thank you, my brothers and sisters. I thank you for your prayers and for your encouragement. And may God bless you, because he certainly worked through you in helping us, and helping me in particular. I can see a whole lot better. I'm not perfect in every way. But in that eye, where they took that cataract out, I've got 20/20 vision. And I'm thankful to God that I can continue to read his word. So if you would, please open the word of God with me today. We're going to the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. And I will read various parts of this. I won't read all of it. But Moses had died. It was a time of somberness. But God had a work to be done. And it is by not power or our might or by one man or one woman. It is by the power of God. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 1, and after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, my aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready. We're going to cross the Jordan River. And we're going into a land. And I'm going to slow down here, Tita, don't I need to. I'm crossing that river before it's time. He says, I'm about to give to them and to the Israelites. I will give you every place where your feet is set. As I promised Moses, your territory will extend from the desert to the Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west, and no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Do you have that kind, not just of faith, but that kind of belief in God? Belief in Jesus Christ, that what he has said in his word is true. And he said in verse 6, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give to them. So be strong and very courageous. And that's what I say to all of us this morning, no matter what we may face, be strong and very courageous. We serve a living God. We serve a God who is God Almighty. We serve Jesus Christ. And as we have gone through this series of sermons on contentment, we continue on today. And here's what I want us to understand from today. That contentment comes through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Contentment comes through faith, not in your abilities, not in the doctor's abilities, even though I thank the doctor and I thank God for giving doctors the ability to work on the human body. But the bottom line, our healer is God. And he works by and through faith in our lives. Do you believe that God can do wonders in your life? Do you believe that he is almighty and that there's nothing he cannot do? Do you believe that? Because contentment comes. And God wants us to be content, but content in Him. Contentment comes through faith in Christ alone. And that's where we should find our peace. We'll be singing about that later, not now. But we should find our peace in Christ alone and nothing else. It's interesting that in Luke chapter 1, actually 12, verse 22, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. I'm the kind of person that can get kind of zeroed in on something, and anxiety comes. And God is not for that. He wants us to find peace in Him. He says, therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. This is how simple it is. We make things complicated. We go over and over things. We try to figure things out. God wants us to trust Him, just as He did with the Israelites. It was impossible by human calculation for little Israel to go over and conquer many nations. Many nations were on the other side of the Jordan. And yet God told them to go. It didn't make sense. Because God was trying to show them that is not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And God wanted them, and He wants us to trust Him, no matter how high the giant may be, or how low and heavy and muscular he may be. The Lord our God goes with us. And if He gives us something, we need to trust Him just like the Israelites did and not worry. I'm an analytical person. It has its good points, and yes, it has its bad points. Because I'll get to analyzing, well, this, that, and you know, how are we going to make it? Got to pay this bill, got to pay this, da-da-da-da-da. And after a while, there is no peace. I'm not at peace. And God has called us to peace. He's called us to trust Him, to have faith in Him, you see, because He wants us to be content. And contentment comes having our faith in Jesus Christ and in Him alone. And we will be content with what we have. And that's what God commands us to do. Be content. We went through that last week. Be content with what we have. But let me tell you something. I put me in there with you, and I hope you join the club here, because we all have this problem, or many of us. We will only be content with what we have. That's what it says in Philippians. Be content with what you have. No, we want what we have and what we want tomorrow, the next day, and it's not there necessarily. And our focus is on things rather the creator of everything. And we will only be content with what we have when we know that we have Him. Do you know that you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Master, as your all in all? There's a song we sometimes sing, you know, He's our all in all. You're this, you're that. We sing it, but do we really believe that we have Him? Not that we're over Him, but we have Him as our Lord and our Savior and our peace and our help. He is Almighty God. And we have to believe that we have Him as our healer, as the solution to our financial problems. It's not in you somehow conjuring up more money, more money, more money. And we should work, and we should, you know, put forth effort and do a good job and have a salary and all of that and plan. But He must be, and we must believe that He is our all in all. And when we know that we have Him, when we can depend on Him and believe in Him, it is then we have contentment. When we try to put our own strength as the source of our contentment, then that's where we go astray. God wants us to trust in him and him alone. And that's why he told Joshua, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers, and I will give to them. Be strong and very courageous. And he went on to tell them to trust basically in him, because it seemed impossible. Here you've got all these nations on the other side of the River Jordan, and one little Israel, one nation. And he says, do not fear. I'm going to read it. It says, be strong. Say it with me. Be strong.
Be strong.
All right. You can be a little stronger with that. Be strong, right? Amen. Be strong. What did God tell to us? Be strong and courageous. Why are we going over there with them folk? How are we going to make it? You see, they didn't believe in Jesus. They saw what God did through Moses. But would he do it through them? There's a lot of folks over there. Got all those nations. And they're big too. And they're powerful. And so God had to speak to them. Be strong and courageous, no matter the circumstances, because you will lead these people to inherit the land. Land I swore to them and to their forefathers to give to them. He says it again, be strong and very courageous, not just a little strength, but very courageous. And be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. It gets down to trusting and obeying God. He says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Third time. Don't be terrified. Don't doubt it. Believe it. Believe my word. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you. This is contentment. When we know, it's one thing to hear, well, God's with you. But contentment. We will be content when we know, when we believe that we have him with us. And we believe in his voice, believe in his word, and we believe that and walk in it, that's when we will be content. Again, I want to read it. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I will give to their forefathers, to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all, blah, 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 blah. That is what it says. But do you believe it? Do you believe? Let's just stop a moment. Do you know? Do you really believe that you have Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, as your conqueror, as your strength? You see, because it is when we believe in, when we trust in and through faith alone, in Christ alone, that we find our strength and our peace. Only be content with what we have when we know that he is our all in all. Don't put your trust in your things, but in the one who created all of those things. And then we can be content. We can be content in him, not anxious, not worried, but we rest in him. I want us to sing a song here. We don't have the words, so you can just listen to it. Elder Joe, can you bring that song up for us, please?
Jesus is mine. He belongs to me. I'm certain he is good. I've tasted and seen. Jesus is mine. My heart is his home. No longer am I an orphan. He calls me his own. In all of your glory, you are mine. Jesus is mine. I can rest at his feet in perfect communion, in perfect peace. Jesus is mine. Like nothing that I've known, I'll hold to his garments. I'll never let go. I have an assurance, a knowledge divine. In all of your glory, you are mine. You are my story. Singing your song, in all of your glory, you are mine. Say, I have a knowledge divine. Oh, in all of your glory, you are mine. All of your glory, you are mine. So very simply we say, Jesus is mine. You got it. Fill the room. Say, Jesus is mine. Come on, every voice, raise it.
Say, Jesus.
I hear you. Come on, somebody say Jesus is mine. Oh, I need you to put a claim on it. Say Jesus is mine. wash me away. You say, come here, come here, come here, come here. I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. In all of your glory, in all of your glory. Put a claim on you, say, you are mine.
Amen. God loves you. And he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And he gives life. He gave the life of his only son so that we might have life, not only now, but forever and ever. But that great promise, I will never leave you nor forsake you, will fall flat if we do not just believe, but put our trust in him. In other words, trust is saying, if I had a chair right now, I'm sitting in this chair, and I believe that this chair will keep me from falling. It is a faith supported by something. It's not just thin air. In the same way, God tells us to trust him and believe in him. And we believe that he is the Almighty God, that he is all powerful, that he is love. We see that he gave his life. And he told Joshua, never will I leave you nor forsake you. Joshua heard those words. We hear the word of God preached. And it is to bring us into contentment because we believe that he is God. And there's nothing too hard for him. He tells us to be strong, as he did with Joshua and to the Israelites. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord our God who goes with you. Do you believe that? It is true that through faith we believe that he goes with us and that he is with us. And he will not leave us nor forsake us. And when we are tempted to worry about how much we have or how much we need to set aside, we set our mind on him. Other words, it means nothing. I believe God, but I don't know if he will. When we're tempted to worry about how much we have, well, I got enough to make it to next week, rather than to trusting him. Not only that God is able, God is. God is our God, and he goes with us, and he knows what we need. Matthew 6:32. He knows how much we need. He knows about next week's bills. He knows everything. He sees everything. And we must be aware when we begin to worry. Why do I keep saying that? Because I worry sometimes. And my wife has to tell me, and God speaks to her sometimes, says, trust God, David. God will take care of that. Sometimes we need to listen to the word of the Lord. When we're tempted to worry about how much this or set our minds on this or that and the other thing, we must remember Matthew 6:32. He knows. He knows our needs. And knowing all you need and all you will face, he will never leave you nor forsake you. The same thing that was said to Joshua, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We need to bring that up to date. In our lives today, he knows how much we need. I don't care if it's a dollar to make it the next week. Trust him. He wants us to believe that he is real and that he loves us and that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Make no mistake about it. Therefore, we can say with confidence that wherever his hand leads us, whether it's go across the Jordan, flee the shiny promises of silver. I'm making a shift here. The shiny prophecies are promises of silver. We want the bling bling, right? We want the shiny assurance that I'm going to make it to next week. God says, trust me. He wants us to believe that he is real. We may sing that our God is real. But are we like our forefathers spiritually on the other side of the Jordan, counting how many Jebusites are on the other side, and then come to the conclusion we can never make it? Or we look at our bills or our health or this, and we feel like we're not going to make it. That is not contentment. Contentment comes through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Alone. And we grow that way. We flee from the promises of silver and gold. And most of all, we rejoice that we have him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He is our peace. He is our all in all. And we find our peace in him. Let's play that song. Our faith is the faith that God has given us through Jesus Christ. Contentment in God is a satisfaction. I want us to remember this, that contentment in God, in Christ alone, is a satisfaction that comes from resting in the assurance. You're at peace, you're at rest, and even when you're not at peace, you turn to him for that peace that surpasses all understanding. From resting in assurance of who Jesus says you are. Think about that. How many times do we lose our contentment worried about what everybody else says about us or think about us? We set our focus and our mind on Jesus. Contentment in God is satisfaction that comes from resting in the assurance of who Jesus says we are. Not on anything you do or I do or don't do or do. That doesn't work. This is a peace that passes all of that, this contentment. It's not based on your works. It's not based even on your failures. For you are called, we are called to come into his presence where there's fullness, joy, and pleasure forevermore and forgiveness. It's not based upon our performance. Many of us are in anxiety because we think we don't measure up. No, we don't measure up. God does. And he lifts us up. And he gives us hope in a future. He says, don't worry about those folks on the other side of the river. I'm going to give you a victory. Joshua went on and fit the battle, as the old song says. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, but he did that through Jesus Christ. The assurance of who Jesus says we are. Don't worry about what other folks say about you, what they think about you, but it's who Jesus says we are. Not even our own performance. True contentment means to be at rest. It is characterized by peace and deep-rooted joy with the purposes and promises of God. When we put God first, we will be on the way to true and eternal satisfaction. Contentment in God is a satisfaction that comes only through resting and trusting in him. Father in heaven, we like to accomplish things. We like to do things. We like to work at things. And certainly you've given and created us with the ability to work and to do, and you have work set out for us and you work through us. But let us never forget that contentment comes through faith in you, Father, in Christ alone. not in our works. Help us to get that, Father, because we're kind of stuck with that sometimes, and we hang our heads low that we're not as good as that person, or we don't make as much as that one, whatever. Free us to be content through faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior alone. Oh, change our hearts, change our minds. Give us hearts of peace and of rest and contentment. And let us share that contentment, share that joy with others. Let them see that we would rather have Jesus than anything else. And now, Father, we ask you to bless this bread. And as we ask for that bread, Lord, we're wanting the bread of life, which is Jesus. And we ask you to bless the wine. Oh, Father, the blood of Jesus that cleanses us of all of our sins is so great. It is so wonderful. Thank you that you give us your life. Willfully, you went to the cross so that we might have life. We have faith in you, and we'd rather have you, Jesus, than anything. Let's play that song. We ask for that blessing on the bread and the wine and on our lives, that we be content, that we have faith in you alone, Jesus. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me. I'd rather at Jesus than houses on land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced, his nail-scarred hands. Than anything this old world affords today.